This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Uttar Pradesh, former commander of Western Air Command, retired Air Marshal Jitendra Mishra has been appointed as the first CEO of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Kshetra Trust in Ayodhya today. The appointment was announced after the meeting of the trust held at Mani Ram Das Chhavani in Ayodhya under the chairmanship of Trust President Mahant Nritya Gopal Das. The CEO will be responsible for overseeing the administrative functioning of the trust and handling key operational responsibilities related to the Sri Ram Temple complex. The trust's interim general secretary, Krishna Mohan, informed about the appointment of three new members, which include Madan Mohan Pandey, a senior advocate from Ayodhya, Mahesh Bhagchandkar of Delhi, and retired principal Dr. Nirmala Yadav from Shikohabad. India continues to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in the ongoing rescue and relief efforts. The fifth Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance has reached Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the aircraft carried 11-member rescue team with specialized equipment, along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analyzing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Meanwhile, the death toll in the devastating floods has crossed 1,100. According to Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 95 bodies have been identified so far and handed over to relatives. Around 4,000 people still remain missing. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Nepal, Valendra Shah, today briefed the House of Representatives on the devastation caused by flash floods, saying determination and courage are needed to overcome the crisis. Mr. Shah said the disaster has not only devastated the three affected districts of Rasuwa, Nuwakot and Thading, but has also dealt a severe blow to the entire country. He said that in this hour of crisis, the country's leadership must provide courage, support and reassurance rather than tears. Japanese credit rating agency JCRA has upgraded India's sovereign rating to A- from BBB+, citing the country's solid economic growth, robust private consumption and public investment, along with improvements in the soundness of its financial system. In an official statement today, JCRA said the Indian economy has maintained a high growth rate of more than 7%, supported by strong private consumption and public investment. It stated the government has steadily implemented policies conducive to productivity, growth and economic development. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, and World Bank President Ajay Banga on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Asheville in the United States. She discussed the global economic outlook and India's evolving growth trajectory with Ms. Georgieva. With Mr. Banga, the Finance Minister discussed further strengthening the India-World Bank Group partnership. The discussions also covered a sector-based programmatic approach to credit enhancement for infrastructure. Ms. Sitharaman also met the European Commissioner for Economy, Valdis Dombrovskis. The Supreme Court today said it will take up the reconstitution of the Bar Council of India after the newly elected state bar councils complete the statutory process for constituting the BCI. The Apex Court was hearing pleas challenging the continued occupation of the BCI chairperson's post by senior advocate Manan Kumar Mishra and the purported extension of his tenure till 2030. The government has announced the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Awards for the year 2024. The awardees are Baljeet Kaur and Skalzang Rigzin in Land Adventure category, Remo Saha in Water Adventure category and Shiv Prasad Chamoli in the Lifetime Achievement category. The selections were made following the recommendations of the National Selection Committee. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended around 0.5% lower today, extending their losing streak to three consecutive sessions. The Sensex declined 374 points. To close at 76,570. And with that, we end this news bulletin.